Hey.
You hear Chris yelling out there?
Dude, she's playing games. All she's going to do is yell all night, okay?
I'm going to yell all night.
Pro Xbox Craft says, let's play some games instead of talking about Trump. He's a dead meme. Well, first of all, he's not a meme. He's the president of the United States of America, and he deserves your respect. I heard the man got a lovely bucket of peaches or something over the last couple of days.
Yeah, peaches.
Yeah, delicious peaches, dude.
Lots of peaches.
Peaches. Swim wants me to ask you something.
What's up?
Do you know this man?
MG.
Do you know this man?
Machine Gun Kelly? Yes,
No, not Machine Gun Kelly.
Is this Drama Alert?
I don't know. It says hashtag Drama Alert, so yes?
Yeah. What is up, Drama Alert Nation?
What's up, Drama Alert Nation? I'm your host,
you know this guy.
Keemstar.
I have watched him, Keemstar, yes.
Okay, you know who this is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just hold on.
Into the news! Ninja! Oh my god, before we get into that, first, okay, I'm doing a fan meetup tomorrow in Wichita, Kansas. So if
no,
you live in the
not.
Area in Wichita, Kansas,
why?
Chicken Pickle at 7
Chicken
PM.
And Pickle?
I'll be there.
When? Tomorrow? I'm going.
Oh man,
only
it just
to
gets
shoot
me.
This guy
rock
right
hard.
No, that's a
hi, Taylor.
Threat. Only to give him a very lovingly hard hug that hopefully squeezes his
Swim
body.
Says he'll give you $20 if you get his autograph.
I'm not going to do that.
$100.
I'm not going to do that.
All right, Swim, I tried. Sorry, man. Sorry. It's too far away, and I'm legally not allowed in there because it's too expensive.
It's too far, and I don't care enough.
Swim, I will tell
Why?
You, honestly, if you really want to get $100 for the autograph, 100% you can just go on eBay and buy one for $100. If that's what it takes.
My only question is why is
dude,
he here?
I don't know. I don't know who he is. Let me thank Taylor real quick. Hi. Thank you for 25 months of subs. 22 months of subs. Thank you, Taylor. You're beautiful.
You're
thank you for giving
salute thee.
Stick arms out to everyone in chat.
What are the stick
arms? Isn't Keemstar a notorious douche?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, he
it, so.
Thinks this show is the news of YouTube.
Okay, well, is it?
No.
Who is the news of YouTube?
No one.
Then it's him.
Sure it is.
I mean, if you claim it and no one else is going to take your mantle.
I mean, I'd say DeFranco.
Okay, well, then he's... Well, why'd you say no one, then?
Because there's a lot of news YouTube. Depends on which leaning you are.
Say, Taylor said Philly. Philly DeFranco broccoli. Yeah. See? PewDiePie.
It is PewDiePie. Actually.
Didn't PewDiePie... Look at me, dude. I'm on top of it.
Are you?
Didn't PewDiePie just announce some time off from YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
I think he did. I think he said I needed a break.
I haven't seen him
in
a while.
I think he took a break.
The only video I watched
dude.
Of him recently was where he reviewed the Rewind this year.
Oh. What did he say of it?
That he was in it.
He should go full meta, and he should make a rewind of him watching the rewind. The top 10 moments of him watching the YouTube rewind, and he just plays his video backwards. That'd be the easiest way for him
that
to make $1 million ever. You know, Pewds only take 1%, all right? That's all I need, brother. Yeah, see, Loyal says he did, see? See, he did. Yeah. Anyway, we're being very unprofessional. You guys are sidelining us here. Hi.
Hey.
I'm Seth. He's Colby. We do a show occasionally.
Occasionally.
When we do it, it's on Thursdays,
once
which
in
is today.
A while.
Yeah, we're not doing one next Thursday because Colby's in Boston.
Boston!
How do you say Boston in a Boston accent?
Boston? Boston?
Boston?
Boston?
Is it B-A-H-S-T-A-W-N?
Baston?
Baston? Baston?
Baston.
Boston?
Boston?
Tattoo would know. He's from that area. Boston?
Boston.
Boston? Say hi to you, Boston, for me.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Hey, did you bring Christmas presents today?
Oh God, no.
Okay, are you still doing Christmas presents?
I forgot.
Because I have your present,
God
Brit's present.
It.
I don't have to give them to you now. They'll keep. I wanted to be ready in case you bought presents because I'm not going to see you till like January, right?
I had no idea.
What do you mean you had no idea?
This whole Boston trip.
Chris,
for a
get
week?
Out of chat. Play your game. Leave.
Baston. Park my car in the Harvard Yard.
Would you
thing.
Please park your car in the Harvard Yard?
I would try.
That would be great.
I don't really know where Harvard is, though. Google Maps. Yeah, no, this Boston trip is throwing me for a fucking loop, man.
Why?
Like, I literally didn't get presents from my parents until last night. I didn't finish Brits until last night. I completely forgot that you exist.
That's okay,
and
man.
And to get you gifts.
Man, I've been looking forward to the present that I don't know is an electric purple PlayStation 4 controller.
Oh, you want purple, huh?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be very clear. I'll take anything. I'll take a garage sale one.
Okay. It's going to be one that's in the store because I ain't ordering shit. Can I just order it to your house?
Absolutely.
Do you not need, like, a wrapping?
You think I care?
I know. Britt, I brought home all Britt's presents last night after wrapping
Chris is
them.
Playing Overwatch, I believe.
My mother wrapped all of her presents.
Hi, Rennie.
And she was like, I want to open these now. I'm like, open them now. She's like, I don't have yours wrapped. I'm like, give them to me right now. I don't care.
Your presents from Britt?
My presents to Britt are wrapped. Her presents to me are not wrapped. I said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Give them to me now. And
did you get them now?
No.
That's some stupid. You want your present now? I'll give you your present now. Or do you want to do something official when you get back?
I got to think of something for Chris. I can't just get you a gift.
You know what she would love?
What's that?
A PlayStation controller.
Like two of them? Are there bundle deals out there?
Boots. Chat's just saying boots.
I can get you custom Z-Swig stickers. I could do that.
I have those, man. There's one down there on the floor.
I can make cooler ones.
No, you can't.
I could.
I don't want that. Make the Tim the Shotgun shirt. She'd love that.
I don't
that.
Want that.
She'd love that,
I don't
man.
Think she would.
Why can't we gift shop yet? Why?
Gift what now?
How far away are we from...
Gift swap?
From Christmas. It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're 6 days away. We could gift swap. When are you leaving for Boston? Saturday, right? Yeah. Like, early?
5.
In the morning or in the evening?
Evening.
Oh! Why?
I don't know.
Why are you arriving in Boston late at night?
Well, one, we're not arriving in Boston. We're arriving in Philadelphia. And two...
Was the airport closed in Boston?
No, we're going to like 5 different fucking states.
Oh, no. This is horrible.
Dude. I don't even want to begin to describe what Britt has told me
if
about this
trip. If you give me permission, I think I can kill you and not be put in jail because you
I'm
give me permission.
Sure that's not accurate.
Well, I mean, these people will back me up. They can be my jury. We can have a meetup.
He stabbed himself. He stabbed himself right on the show. He was done with life. He just stabbed himself.
I feel like if you
I don't
give
know why
me,
my fingerprints are on the knife, but he just stabbed himself.
I feel like if you give me permission, I should be able to murder you. Because it's not murder.
Yeah, but then you can't prove it.
Why? What if we videotape it?
You could doctor it.
What if we play the long game? What if you decide, okay, let's just play it like you have cancer, and you know in 10 years you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
And the last 2 years are going to be horrific. So you plan 8 years from now, I kill you. Okay? So every year, you make a video about how I'm going to kill you in 7 years, and then 6 years, 5 years. Every year, we have newspapers, we have a weather, we show the stars. You know, all these things that people can be like, they can't fake that.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you have 8 of them. And then I kill you. We tape that, too, and you're like, I want to be stabbed. And you, like, open up your chest, and then I just shove a knife in, and you die, and your final words.
I'd really prefer a gun.
Okay, whatever, I shoot you, and you die, and you go, thank you. Permission still given. No regrets. And then you die. You're telling me I could go to jail for that? Because that's messed up.
No,
that's, what kind of freedom is America if
still,
that...
That's still manslaughter.
Why? Because I slaughter a man?
Yeah.
That's BS, dude.
Prevents a lot of murders.
You definitely can't give someone permission to murder you. It's only in 5 states. Alabama, Georgia, probably wherever Colby's going for Christmas, and Kansas.
Oregon.
Didn't expect that one, dude. Doctors could kill people if they ask for it, or something like that. Assisted suicide by a doctor. Well,
only if it's proven that, like, there's no possible, like, life.
That's stupid, dude.
Like,
if I want to stop living,
or cancer,
I should be allowed to stop living.
It's against the law.
It doesn't make any sense. Whatever, dude. This is a really dark topic.
Dude, we gotta improve the nation. Improve the Reich.
You still watching that?
I am still watching
still
it,
man. Still watching that,
it's
man?
Such a good show.
Dude, I'll have it for you.
Man in the High Castle,
he
bro.
He was mad that it wasn't as good at the end of season 2. He literally
They should have
me.
Bombed everyone.
I mean, I don't really remember.
They should have bombed
Zappa
everyone.
Tattoo. What are they gonna
yeah.
do?
No, you hyped me the fuck up. I remember out of anything that you say... The one thing I remember is that show was boring as shit until the last 15 minutes of season 2, and it blew your fucking mind. Best TV you ever seen.
Was I right?
That was quoted. Absolutely not. There was like some mild twists.
It was a good twist, dude.
It was mild.
What happens?
I don't even know. So much shit happens, I can't keep it straight.
I don't remember.
Fucking Smith blows the whistle on the guy who took over for Hitler, how he poisoned
Hitler. Yeah.
They take him into custody. He shows the council that the Japanese have the bomb, and then it avoids the war. He gets a big salute in front of a whole bunch of big Colosseum of Germans.
Does he go Trudy's to the alternate alive. Universe?
Trudy's alive.
I don't care about her.
Who goes to an alternate
universe? Doesn't the German guy go to another universe?
Mm-mm.
Why do I remember that?
Hadn't happened yet. That's probably the end of season 4.
I don't think I watched that season.
Definitely not season 2. No Nazi has been to the other world.
I think that the end of the show, he went to the other universe, and that's what blew my mind.
No.
If it happens at the end of season 3, I'm going to be very upset because I don't even remember watching it.
The Japanese trade minister man
goes to... Well, he's been doing that for years.
Well, yeah, that was the end of season 1.
Right.
He switched
over. And I thought season 2, the German man went.
Mm-mm.
God. I don't know anything about any television shows ever.
No.
That's what I'm learning.
The only things that happened was he got saluted by Nazis, the chick's sister is still alive, and Smith's son kills himself because he is sick. He turns himself into the people who kill disabled people and things.
I don't remember any of that.
Dude, it's super fucked up.
I don't remember any of that.
Do you remember the goddamn scene?
Nope.
Of... You probably didn't because it's season 3, but
I don't think I watched it.
Smith, okay, is having like a nightmare, and he sees like these two Jewish people, a mother and a 6 or 7 year old daughter. Okay,
all right.
They shoot the mom just right in front of the girl.
Okay,
and then they go to shoot the girl, but the gun stalls.
Okay,
and so the motherfucker, I don't even know if I can describe this. We might get canceled. It's so fucking violent. Like, everybody was shitting their pants because Game of Thrones, like, off-screen killed a baby.
Okay.
This is way worse.
Okay.
This motherfucker, big German man, just picks up this 7-year-old girl, starts swinging her in circles by leg and arm, just swinging her in circles back and forth, and just rams her head into a brick wall.
Oh, my God.
Rams her head into a brick wall!
My
it cuts
God.
Right on impact. You don't see, like, aftermath, but still,
yeah.
That shit fucked me up.
Man.
Not a lot of things fucked me up. That fucked me up.
Well, you know, that whole Nazi thing, not good. That's why people don't like those people, because they did stuff like that.
That was more, no. Like, I don't know how to visually show you what happened.
I mean, I could see it in my head. I don't need it explained better.
You got Legolas right here, right? And he's got his arm out and his leg out. And you take it, and then you twirl him in circles, and then just wham, right into a brick wall.
Yeah, I understood it. Yeah, thanks for explaining it again. It's time with toys. Now it's better. Now
child head smashed brick wall.
Exploding brains everywhere, yeah.
It was so...
At least she got to have a fun ride before she died.
It was shocking. Yeah.
Oh.
It was definitely shocking. Oh, yeah, no, we're just going to play Ring Around the Rosie real quick. All right, night-night.
Yep, night-night. That's what he said, too. That's what all the Nazis said before they slaughtered innocent people. They said,
it was
night,
pretty
night.
Pretty intense.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Here's our Christmas episode for you. I hope you're having a good December.
Anyway, so, yeah, I'm going to 5 states.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's
Massachusetts.
Nice. How you get to New Hampshire without going through New York?
Probably going through New York.
Okay.
I think we're taking a train, though.
How long are you going to be in Boston?
Like one day.
You're not. This is not a vacation.
No, it is not.
This is a tour.
Yeah. No, it's not a tour. It's more of a come sit with me while I visit with all of my family, and then one of the days out of the 9, we'll go into Boston and have an us day.
But you won't.
There's one day planned where that will happen.
Okay. All right. Boston. All right, man. Well, I hope you have a good time. Is your bag that you're checking, is it just beer?
Should be. Or all bullets.
But to be clear, you're on yourself. In case the TSA clears this. It's just
a lot of Bostonians. A lot of them.
Just gonna move past this. So, well, you'll have fun, man.
Yep.
It'll be great.
Yep.
It'll be great.
Yep.
Do you work tomorrow?
Yep.
Sorry, man. But then you get a week off.
A week and a day.
There you go, man. See?
I come back Tuesday, and then I'm off again Wednesday, because New Year's Day.
Well, there you go, man. So you work Tuesday, and then...
off again.
Why you gotta go back Tuesday? That seems like...
pointless?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I need money, though, because I ain't getting paid for any of these days. Paid.
If you don't laugh, you cry, dude.
And I
what do you?
Probably be tortured the entire time.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
There's a small chance that the people I'm going to meet are going to be fun, but I also don't like new people.
No, it's going to be horrible. There's no way that you will meet anyone. Here's the best you're going to hope for. They won't be awful.
Yeah.
That's what you got to hope for.
Why you gotta bring me even further down?
I'm just trying. I'm a realist, man.
I'm very much a realist as well, man. I need some positivity to avoid me just slitting my wrist tonight.
You're gonna have a great time.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Appreciate it.
Are you going through NYC? You stop to see Maniche?
I should.
Dude, that'd be so great.
Fist bump him with that Patriots ring.
Please take the Patriots ring with you and wear it in every interaction with her family.
Be like, yeah, I played for him. I was the one unnamed receiver in the Falcons Super Bowl. Caught the winning touchdown.
You gotta be complimentary like somebody. You gotta be like, yeah, I was gonna play, but Brady, dude, like, he was supposed to be retired, but he's just too good looking and too powerful, and he just kept playing. You know,
I was the backup.
I got a ring
Julian
anyway,
Edelman,
but yeah.
The man's beard is more manly than mine.
Yeah,
so.
You can't ask Edelman to step aside from me, and I respected that. But you know, they respected my respect, and so they got me this ring.
Yep.
Feel it; it's heavy. That's what you gotta do, man.
I might bring that. It'd be a conversation.
Oh, it would be hilarious. Well,
it would also be a really good way to self-defend myself because getting punched with that would really hurt.
We gotta think this through.
You think it would be insulting?
Hey, man, what's that ring right there? I'm Britt's uncle's cousin's former roommate, all right? What's that ring, bro?
It's a fake Patriots ring.
Why you got that?
Some listener gave it to me.
A listener? A listener of what?
I do a talk radio show on the internet.
A what now?
For homos.
I'm very interested in this.
Yeah, let me tell you more about it. We have a lot of butt sex on air every night. But also trying to tell everyone that it gets better.
Yeah, because that's what our show shows. Is that it gets better. I got it for winning kissing my kids' cunt.
Oh, shit.
No, don't do that one. Then you will need the ring for self-defense. Yeah, it's like you said, yeah. Don't do that. The Patriots people, I don't think that's funny.
Probably not.
I don't.
Don't shit on Brady, bro.
Well, man, I'm, so when are you back? You're back December 31st.
I'm back Monday, yeah.
So that's December 30th.
Yes.
Because of the 31st, you're at work, and then the 1st, you're off.
Yep.
Okay. All right, man. Well, when you get back, dude, we're going to do a show on the 2nd.
Yep.
So that'll be our next show, January 2nd. When you're here, I'm going to have this whole thing over here will be different. I'm moving all this out and putting up shelves and collectibles. It's going to be cool. It's going to be sweet, dude.
Is that your New Year's resolution?
No, it's just it looks like garbage in here. I also may flip the bed, but I haven't decided yet.
What do you mean flip the bed?
Like put the bed over there and the chair over here. So when I stream, you can't see the bed. We'll just have to see. And I'm going to have fancy lights like Tony P.
Oh, shit.
I'm not really going to have
that. Oh, come on. That was the most exciting thing you just said.
I honestly thought about it, but then I'm like, these studio lights are so bright, you will not be able to see them. And I'm not going to sit in the dark like an edgelord.
You should.
No.
That's what every streamer does.
Yeah, I'm not every streamer. I'm a big fat idiot. I'm not a streamer.
That's a good point.
All right.
Hey,
I'm not
man,
like
you gotta see the Skywalker movie before the 2nd, because I don't think I'm going to see it until I'm back here.
Okay, I'll definitely watch it.
I'm going to try and see it, probably in Boston.
I
if there is an early showing, Saturday that's not fucking filled.
It is just getting ravaged, dude.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
It's getting ravaged.
Every single review I've seen is bad.
Like, the best reviews for the movie say it sets out what it accomplishes to do, but it feels like it's trying very hard to do so.
You really know a movie is really bad when the only quotes they can pull to advertise for it on their own social media is like, what was the one I saw earlier? Powerful or something like
yeah.
that. Like, really short, the like, two-word descriptions.
The quotes that have dots before and after the quote.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the worst piece of trash I've ever watched that should be a cinematic masterpiece, and it just says a cinematic masterpiece. Yeah. That type of review.
Yeah.
Tattoo, you're not missing anything. Really. Star Wars is... Dude, I think they... I read the entire thing because I wanted to see what happened. Here's what I wanted to know, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, okay? Don't worry. Here's what I wanted to know. Is Anakin in it, yes or no? What's the deal with Papa Palpy? What's the deal with Rey? And who dies?
Okay.
Those are the things I wanted to know.
Did you know those things? Do you now know those things?
I do know those things, yes. I do know those things. And based on the answers to them, I was not excited. You want to see here? Well, look at this. This actually really made me mad. Okay, like not really, but like I think it's is Vivo come at the end or at the beginning? It's end, right?
What?
Oh, crap! Okay, right here. Okay, oh, it's Disney Music Vivo. All right, so Disney, well, I follow them on YouTube, okay? I don't want any of your judgments. All right, so they put up the entire soundtrack to The Rise of Skywalker a couple days ago.
Okay.
And so I was like, what we talked about on our last show, the thing we talked about was, wow, Duel of the Fates is so good.
Yep.
And I'm like, I want to know, is there a Duel of the Fates? Is there even, like, the Mustafar? You know? So you know what I clicked? I clicked...
You should have clicked the final, Anthem of Evil.
The final saber duel. Alright? Listen to this. What is this? Is this even music?
That's the thing. There's dialogue going on or some shit.
No, there's not!
Like, these slow pauses, that's dialogue.
I'm gonna kill you. No, you will not! You'll join the dark side.
Also, I hate the First Order thing.
I mean, this is okay.
No, that's bad.
I think it's good
it's
in comparison.
It's not... In comparison, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just saying it's bad compared to every other theme in Star Wars ever made. Ever.
Like, you remember that scene in The Gang Gets Whacked? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia at the very end when Rickety Cricket is playing on his kettle drums? That's what this reminds me of. There's
just
no melody
jarring.
Here.
Yeah,
it's just
no,
a lot of banging.
That's why I'm saying there is dialogue happening over this music.
Well, let me click 3 minutes in. Like, so is the final saber duel 10 seconds long?
I don't even know who the final saber duel is between.
And then you want to know how the movie ends?
It's definitely not between fucking Kylo and Rey.
I can spoil the movie without saying a single word by playing this. This is the finale.
That literally is ripped from the
Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back and
no,
New Hope.
No, the Revenge of the Sith. That's exactly how that movie ends.
It's just, it sucks. Like, the fact that I could listen to music and go, I could see in my head how this would end.
Yeah, they're staring at the fucking sun.
Yeah. Okay?
Of course, like, they are.
I don't know. I do know that, but I'm not going to confirm or deny it. Colby does not know that that's what they're doing.
I mean, I've read leaks, but yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And we hear it from the music. It's so obvious. Like, why?
It's just so dumb.
It just sucks that it's so vanilla. It'll be three suns this time, though, yeah. It'll be Coruscant coming back.
One dude I saw review the movie. I watched a spoiler-free review, and the guy said that it was the worst of the nine.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. I mean, it's the worst review. Like, no matter what movies came out.
The nine, man.
No matter what movies have come out, the critics have pretty much universally liked them, with the exception of the two prequels.
Mm-hmm.
The Return of the Sith, is that the Revenge of the Sith?
Yes.
Revenge of the Sith, they liked. That's the only prequel that people liked. They like 1, 2, and 3. The episodes 4, 5, and 6, and then they liked Force Awakens, and they liked Last Jedi. They liked all those. This is what they do not like.
That's crazy.
And that's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. I heard it felt like a generic sci-fi film. It does not feel like Star Wars. I heard that it was a four-hour movie crammed into two hours and 20 minutes.
What I read, yeah. It just feels so breakneck as they try to tie up every loose end.
There's 5,000 transitions because they're moving so quick.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah, man, I don't know, dude. I told Chris because I listened to this yesterday, and I told Chris, I'm like, it's sad. Like, I honestly said, I feel bad for you. Like, you have all.
Oh, don't feel bad for me. I expected this.
I know, but still, like, you didn't deserve it. Like, you went your whole life loving Star Wars, and then instead of getting your Endgame, you get the worst of all of the movies as your finale.
That sucks, man. No, I expected
it. Yeah, but it sucks.
You know, originally they had the guy who did Jurassic World directing this movie.
Right, and he also he wrote it still. They redid his draft, but he still credited his story by...
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I knew
ridiculous.
It was going to be horrible. I absolutely knew.
And honestly, what it does is it gives me respect for Rian Johnson, because he probably saw the writing on the wall, and he said, I'm just going to make a good independent movie.
I've gone on record saying, if you watch The Last Jedi as a solo movie and not in this... world or storyline, it is great. It's a great Star Wars story.
Yeah.
It is not a great Skywalker
story. Agreed.
It's very bad.
But I think he may have done that on purpose.
He might have.
So when you watch... He may have known that you wouldn't watch it as a trilogy. You may just watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
It's definitely going that way.
What's Brian's problem? I'm playing The Last of Us tomorrow. The Wiggies are every time I kill a zombie.
Okay.
What's confusing about that?
The Last of Us, that's a lot of zombies.
Yeah, but do you not know what they are? They're not, what do you mean they're not zombies? Are they zombies?
I don't know, I've never played the game.
Have you seen a picture?
They look like zombies.
They're zombies.
And they have different, like, class types, like.
But they're
zombies.
Yeah. I mean, what does he call them? What should I call them?
I mean, if you watch the newest Zombieland, it's whatever you just said.
If you are dead, but you're
alive,
you're a
zombie. What's the game?
What?
What's the game? Last of Us. I knew there was a last.
If you are dead, but you're alive, you're a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
And they got, like, different classes, right? There's the blind one, there's the big fat one.
But they're all dead, but they're alive. They're zombies. You're not a Draugr. Taylor, get your Skyrim folklore out of here, you huge nerd.
No, you're a Homer. A Homer. I think that's what they called him in Zombieland 2. Was the big fat ones who didn't move, really.
What's the fungus have to do with anything?
Homer Simpson.
What's the fungus have to do with anything?
That's a fungus. So they were never dead.
Acid Cat's so delayed
that
her insults don't even make sense.
It's a fungus, so they were never technically dead. They're just creatures now.
They're dead. Dude, they run their heads into a wall and their skulls cave in. You living through that, man?
No, but before they ran, like, right before they impacted with the wall, they were not dead.
The person inside them ceased to live.
The personality did, sure. But technically, their body was never dead. I could see it.
If I kill them, they aren't zombies. If I kill them,
they're not zombies.
They're not a squirrel, and they're not a human being, they're a zombie!
a lot of other things. Deer, elk.
Zombie! Zombie!
Polar bear.
Zombie!
Penguin.
Zombie!
If I
shoot a Chevrolet, zombie!
I like how we both went to inanimate objects. I said
Chimichanga. Bro, we're not even talking about Star Wars anymore. If I shoot a chimichanga, zombie. I'm still eating it, though. Eat around the bullet.
There you go.
Wait, is it buckshot?
It depends. What gun do you have?
I would prefer to not shoot the chimichanga with buckshot if that's an option. That way I can eat around the bullet.
I never specified what gun you had.
Okay.
I was picturing pistols. So
then I'm
going to
eat around the bullet. Because buckshot be... I might eat a couple pieces of buckshot, depending on
I
how
good
the chimichanga
is. I guess zero, because not zombie.
That's fine. He'll lose. He's ahead by 5 points. He can lose. That's fine. Maybe I'm going to do a pacifist playthrough tomorrow, and
what
I won't kill anybody.
What do you mean ahead by 5 points?
He has 15. He's won the Wiggies 15 times.
Okay.
The next person has 110. He has.
What do you get? What's the final number to win the final?
Well, it runs in season, so it ends like January 11th or something.
Oh, that's
and
the end of your
whoever
season.
Has the most wins.
How many seasons have you had?
This is the third season. We had a non-season, and then we started seasons. We did one in March, we did one in July, and now we did one now. Mm. Why? Does that anger you or something?
No.
Okay.
Creative.
Thanks, man.
I just never know. I mean, I get your goddamn updates on my phone.
I don't care
every single time,
if you know or not.
But I literally never read them.
I don't need you to know.
That's fine. Yeah. I never said you needed me to know.
Are we done with Star Wars? I mean, clearly we're going to talk about it after we watch it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, we can wait.
Okay. Because I really want
to
watch...
Or we
could
look for a torrent of it and watch it right now.
I really want to talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
I watched some of it and stopped myself because I knew that we were going to watch.
Look at Rennie's new emote, by the way.
This is the way, is Baby Yoda.
Isn't that amazing?
Except Baby Yoda doesn't say that, though.
I haven't seen a frame of this.
We all believe we've run into the burning building. But until we feel that heat, we can never know. You do. You chose to die instead of giving up your colleagues. That test you passed? Not everybody does. Welcome to the afterlife.
Wow. To do what I do, I need some idea of the threat we face.
So, man, does this guy look like James Harden?
As I understand it,
he's Denzel's kid.
Oh, really?
World War III.
Nuclear Holocaust.
Oh, he's in ballers.
Yeah.
Something worse.
Did she just say something worse than a nuclear holocaust?
All I have for you is a word. Tell it. It'll open the right doors.
Of course, Michael Caine.
Some of the wrong ones, too.
You have to start looking at the world in a new way.
Don't try to understand it. Feel it.
What am I looking at, man?
It'll happen here.
Hasn't happened yet.
They're living life backwards.
It's like time travel stuff, man. What's he gonna do to our brains, dude?
I saw an article that said Tenet looks exactly like what you would expect from a Chris Nolan film, and I would agree if it's time-based.
It's gonna be a mind pretzel movie, right?
Oh, yeah. But it's gonna be closer to Inception than Dunkirk, for sure.
Oh, dude, if I forget Dunkirk exists, I'm happy. Go back to this, Nolan. This is what you're good at, okay? Your stupid Charlie Hunnam on the beach, or whatever that guy's name is.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy in a plane, not on the beach. Who's the pop singer on the beach, man?
Harry Styles.
Yeah, him on the beach. Don't care. Why did Chris put in chat, we're going the red balloon? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any idea
what that means, bro.
Nope. Seen the new Maverick trailer? Top Gun?
You want to watch it, man? It's right
Dude,
here.
Dude, it looks intense.
Skydance.
They mounted 5 IMAX cameras in the cockpit of an actual jet.
That kind of makes me mad for some reason.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced.
And every single actor in this, other than Tom Cruise, is also in real planes.
His exploits,
like Miles Teller's in this,
are legendary.
I don't know if they're flying, but they're in the plane. Tom Cruise is definitely flying.
What he has to teach you.
Oh, sure. Miles Teller is not.
They very well mean the difference between life and death.
Why does Tom Cruise look younger than Miles Teller?
Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
I'm so much more excited for this than Rise of Skywalker.
Does it make you want to watch the OG Top Gun?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, do we need to watch it?
Kinda, I would think. It would make this movie better if we know what the first
Good morning,
was.
Aviators. This is your captain speaking. Today's exercise is dogfighting.
2 versus 1? Hey, he's gotta be kidding.
What the hell?
Is that John Hamm?
Yep. So here's what I know about the original Top Gun. Why is he in space now?
He's going into space, man.
Okay. Here's what I know about the original Top Gun. Goose dies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very homoerotic beach volleyball scene. My mom loved it. She got a free VHS from McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Along with Ghost.
Of the movie.
Of the movie, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 90s were a weird time, dude. And
better time.
And there was one scene where he's doing stuff with his girlfriend that I was not allowed to watch when I was growing up. Those are the 4 things I know about it.
Okay.
And from the trailer, it looks like they're recreating a little bit of the homoerotic beach volleyball scene.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't really know anything else about it. Oh, isn't that that Kenny Loggins song in the movie too? The Danger Zone song? I went to the Danger Zone.
Definitely.
Danger zone.
Are you saying I went to?
Isn't that it?
I thought it was highway to the danger zone.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Should we look it up or should we just agree?
I think we should look it up because I need to see who's right now. Uh-oh, Rennie's on my side, bro.
Crash and burn, huh, Mav?
Oh, sorry, this is the beach volleyball scene. How did this come up?
Slider. You stink.
Let's go!
Okay, I see.
You know what we should put in our movie about fighter pilots? Lots of volleyball.
Well, I mean, this is eye candy for the ladies, right?
Oh, definitely.
But now looking back, this is gayer than Liberace.
Is this pitched up to where it doesn't get copywritten on YouTube?
I have
because
no
for
idea.
Some reason Tom Cruise sounds like a girl.
Ah! mean, the music sounds okay. Don't you think the music would sound weird?
All I can
up?
See is Ben Stiller in Dodgeball whenever I look at Tom Cruise in this movie. All right! Yeah! Energy! Flex!
That's game! Okay, fake down. Stay down. Just take it. Okay.
Just one more game. That evens it up. Come on, we can take these games.
No, we can't. We got it.
I got some things I gotta take care of.
Care of? Just one more game. Please?
Just one more game, man!
Dude, you know what I was thinking right in the middle of this 2-vs-3 rematch game that we're playing right now? I have things to do. And I need to leave now.
Dude, he's got to go get his hetero on after that.
I need to put my dick in some vagina or else I'm going to explode.
That's what's happening right there. I'm fairly certain.
God, I need a pee. Yeah.
See if you can make it back by the chorus.
Name of the song is Highway to the Danger Zone.
Well, that ruined it.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, I can't understand any of the words of this. Is he talking about a vehicle? Yeah. I've always heard I went to the... Now it's ride. Now it's... Yeah. Ritty! I know there's lyrics, bro! He did not say track there, dude. That word is not track. He says DAC. Like... Okay, it's Highway to the Danger Zone. You were right.
I know I'm right.
Listen to how he says the word track.
He says DAC.
What is that?
I don't know.
You got your jumping out of jail.
It sounds like I went to.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, both.
Now he's bringing me with me to the danger zone. I don't want to go.
Makes more sense in this song.
Now that I'm reading the lyrics, none of this makes sense. You'll never say hello to you until you get it on the red line overload?
Yeah, man. You'll never know your true self until you are pushing the edge, going as fast as you can on that motorcycle.
I'm going to be honest.
Just like Tom Cruise penis. Just hard lining it.
That's exactly what that means.
I know.
Why do you know that?
I can interpret 90s lyrics. Wait, this is not 90s.
I think this is 90s. By the way, the guy, he literally put this, like his description of this is just awesome. Please fave. You think this man just cruised around this set of this?
Solo.
Hey, make sure you know it's a solo here.
Top Gun didn't come out in the 90s, did it?
I don't know. We got to look it up, huh?
I thought it was earlier.
I mean, I'm old enough to remember my mom getting the VHS at McDonald's. 86. So, I mean, that would make sense. Like, if she got it in, like, 93, you know, it was, like, 6-7 years old. They'd give it out for free then, promotional stuff,
really?
Right? Yeah, why not?
They'd be like, hey, you remember this movie 7 years ago?
When did Ghost come out? How do I do film?
Ghost film. Ghost.
1990 is when that one came out.
Doesn't that have a really erotic pottery scene?
Yes. Yeah, they're like forming pottery, dude. Dude, it's so...
Who is in that?
Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, Whoopi Goldberg. That's who I remember.
The Swayze, man.
1990, dude.
Never seen that.
Sam Wheat, a banker, and his girlfriend Molly Jensen, a potter, renovate and move into an apartment in Manhattan with the help of Sam's friend and co-worker Kyle Bruner. One afternoon, Sam confides in Carl at his discovery of unusually high balances in obscure bank accounts. He decides to investigate the matter himself, declining Carl's offer of assistance. That night, Sam and Molly are attacked by a mugger, who shoots and kills Sam in a scuffle for stealing his wallet. Sam sees Molly crying over his body and discovers he is now a ghost, invisible and unable to interact with a mortal world.
That is a very long description of the plot.
He's shot and he's killed. Sam asks the women they're all right. Miraculously, Molly can now hear him. A heavenly light shines in the room, illuminating Sam's presence. Really, it's time for him to go. With his task not completed, he and Molly share a tearful goodbye and one final kiss, finally having proper closure between them. Sam thanks Oda May for her help and then walked into the light onward towards heaven. That's the end. I feel like we watched the whole movie. That's
a really depressing movie.
Well, my mom cried it up, dude. She got it for free at McDonald's.
Any other fun trailers come out?
You know, we got some trailers, but I would really like to talk about this because Cats came out.
Oh, did it?
Have you seen any other reviews for Cats?
I have not.
This is my favorite thing on the internet right now. The Boston Globe says, "My eyes are burning. Oh, God, my eyes."
That's not true.
It's literally the headline. Collider says, "Can you make a movie so bad that the Academy takes back your Best Director Oscar?" Asking for Tom Hooper. The Beat says, "Cats is the worst thing to happen to cats since Dogs."
Oh no. These are so bad.
Hollywood Reporter says, "Catastrophic." The LA Times says, "Cats is both a horror and an endurance test." Slash Film says, "There is a thin line between idiocy and genius, and Cat pukes a hairball on it and then rubs its ass all over it."
So we, like, have to watch this movie, right?
Right? Variety says, "9 may not be enough lives for some of the stars to live down their involvement with this poorly conceived and executed adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's hit musical."
Oh, no.
Little White Lies says, "I felt the light inside me slowly fading."
"My eyes are burning. Oh, God, my eyes." That's the best one.
The Playlist says, "Once Tom Hooper's 110 minutes of Cats are over, theater is dead, and we unchosen ones are left, tragically, to continue living." The New York Times says, "It's amazing to see what Adult Swim can accomplish with $100 million budget. I never knew Tom Hooper was capable of making a surrealist nightmare that would rival Jorodowski, or could baffle David Lynch that would prompt even the dark god Cthulhu to emit an impressed eldritch screech of That's the New York Times.
What?
To assess Cats, Vulture says, "To assess Cats as good or bad feels like the entirely wrong axis on which to see it. It is, with all affection, a monstrosity."
So, like, okay, one, the play Cats is also bad, right?
I mean, it's beloved, so it can't be bad.
It's gotta be bad.
It's gotta not, I think it's bad for us, but in the right audience. Like, who it's made for, I think they like it.
But they don't like this?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's how bad it is.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this like a movie 43 where they were all duped into being like, "This is really the Cats musical"?
No.
But now we're just going to have cats rub their ass on everything. And
Den of Geek says, "One of the weirdest and most garish monstrosities to be birthed out of the Hollywood studio system in this century."
Oh, shit.
Vanity Fair says, "It's an ugly stray who smells bad and should not be invited into your home, certainly. And yet, it's its own kind of living creature worthy of at least some basic compassion." Vanity Fair wants to put it down.
Oh, man.
Like, the best part is that these are, like, huge papers.
Yeah. Oh, God, my eyes. Oh, God. Holy shit. What's the rating on it?
RTE Ireland says, first off, full disclosure, I'm not a cat person. Second off, after watching this frankly mortifying film adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, I am altogether not sure if I am a movie person anymore either. Currently, well, at posting, it had 19%. Let's just look. Oh, it's at 20% now. Look, it's a little better. There you go, man. The Boston Globe said, oh, God, my eyes are burning. Oh, God.
So, what we take away from this is that you shouldn't make humanoid cat creatures... And maybe should have just made them animated cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that would have softened the blow a bit.
Well, there's one in here that references Zemeckis, who's the guy who makes, like, Polar Express in that Beowulf movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, where's it at? It says right here, on a scale of 1 to Zemeckis, Hooper's Cats boldly goes beyond the Uncanny Valley and creates a tier of its own. Like, dude, that's not a good review.
None of those were good reviews.
Critics' consensus. Despite its formidable cast, this Cats adaptation is a clawful mistake that will leave most viewers begging to be put out of their misery.
Okay, too many puns.
I mean...
Beowulf was so boring.
Here's the deal.
So boring.
Here's the deal, dude. This is getting such bad reviews.
Yeah.
That I feel like it's not even a The Room scenario.
No,
where
it's
so
bad
it's good. Mm-hmm. I think this is not... It's not... I think it's hazardous. I think it may be hazardous.
Some dude's eyes are burning out of his skull.
The movie reviewer for the Boston Globe, who is probably... The New York Times guy who probably wears 6 ascots at once,
mm-hmm.
referenced Cthulhu in his review, man! That's how bad this is!
Cthulhu's Scientology, isn't it?
I know, that's like a swamp demon, but from the ocean.
I think it's
Zoltan
Cthulhu.
Is a Scientology or
no,
whatever. Yeah, man.
Look up Cthulhu.
C-H-U-T-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L-H-U-L guy who makes all this weird Cthulhu stuff. Yeah, it's a short story called Call of Cthulhu. Yeah.
Religion. Where's the religion?
A registered Cthulhu's Witness is a registered religion.
Oh my god.
But their majority of activities in the UK. Hmm. Scientology starts with a Z.
Xenon?
Yeah, something like that. Xenu.
Xenu, that's it.
Yeah, Xenu, warrior princess. Right?
Sure.
It is monster, it really is. Monster's in Thailand right now.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's like 8 in the morning for him.
Hook me up with a hooker.
Time travel, dude. He's also like 16.
They got hookers there, right?
He's 16.
They don't have any sex laws over there.
That's true. He's probably like an old man in Thailand. Mm-hmm. It's a good point. It's a good point. All right, well, I have the Quiet Place 2 trailer. I have...
Saw it. It's nothing.
Okay, I don't care then. Have you seen this? They announced this at the Game Awards, man. I'm just curious on your opinion. Because you're not in this industry. I'm curious what you think, man.
See bugs.
Let's suppose that you were able every night to dream any dream you wanted to dream.
I am
and
able.
That you could have the power within one night to dream 75 years of time.
Don't have the power of that.
And you would naturally, as you began on this adventure of dreams, fulfill all your wishes. But now let's have a surprise. Let's have a dream which isn't under control. And then you would get more and more adventurous. And you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now.
Looks like a fucking beast. Is that a computer?
No, this is the new Xbox.
shit. That's got to be a beast for graphics, though, right?
I mean, they're all the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same?
All SSDs. They all got huge hard drives in them. They all got... They're all state of
the art. Why is it that big, though? To,
why not,
like,
man?
Be like, look at my big stick. That kind of thing.
I mean, I think it's supposed to look like a PC.
It does.
What do you think, man?
I thought that was a computer.
What do you think, man?
I'm not going to buy it. If it can give me PC graphics on an Xbox...
Well, it'll give you PC graphics. Today. But next year, will it? No. PC is always at the cutting edge. Like, that's such a hard thing to state. Yeah. You know?
Not very excited. That does nothing for me.
Everyone says it looks like a refrigerator.
It should be. Like, there can't be that much extra space in there for, like, five other hard drives.
I've seen a ton of memes where it's like the Switch is popping up toast in a kitchen where the Microsoft is there as a fridge. The Xbox is there as a fridge.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, pass.
And here's the thing for me. Where are the games? Like,
what? I saw soccer, I saw Halo, and I saw Forza.
What a surprise. It's going to have Forza, Halo, and FIFA on it. Wow. Oh my god, what a surprise, dude.
Right.
Like
it's always had Halo.
I mean, I know that there are people out there who will buy a $500.
Halo's always looked good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, ever since Halo 2.
Well, and the thing is that they just released Halo for Steam. And so now those are going to look good forever because modders will always make sure that it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. It's like, I know there's people out there who are going to spend $500 to get that paperweight. But until they show me, like, amazing games, I just don't care.
Yeah. It's the same with Apple, man. They just, I think they hit their threshold.
You want to see how PlayStation announced the PS5?
Oh, the PS5, huh?
No, we're not doing games. We never do games anymore. Okay, so they just played this. This is literally what they played at the Game Awards. I'm going to skip most of this trailer because... You can see this. It's just this for another minute, you know?
Beautiful, deadly.
Like, that's right Reinhardt, you know, like...
That's about right.
That's that thing from Destiny 2.
No storm can stop.
It looks like every game that's ever been made.
Got a big dragon in it.
It does, dude. But this is how, like, Xbox did that whole thing with, like, inspirational text and all that. And PlayStation's like, holiday 2020. PlayStation 5, by the way. Like, that's... They just put it on there.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They played that 20 minutes after the Xbox announcement. That's the only even... Like, they don't even care.
Well, that's because they don't have anything ready yet.
No, it's because you know...
No, they definitely...
Xbox
no, they're
like,
gonna put out a big, like, inspirational, like, play your games on the PlayStation.
I think they may do that when they show
they
the hardware.
Will. Exactly. But, they don't have that yet. That's why they didn't do it now.
But here's to me, the big difference is that Xbox has to put... this whole video together to announce the name.
People love Xbox. I don't get what you're saying. People love Xbox.
It's debatable.
There are so many Xbox gamers out there.
I know a lot of gamers. I know one person who prefers Xbox over anything else. One person.
Who, me?
Platino Sunshine.
Yeah, me and Platino.
You don't prefer it.
I would rather an Xbox than a PlayStation.
Did you know you can't even play one of the new multiplayer modes in Modern Warfare on the Xbox because it's exclusive to PlayStation for a year?
That's great.
What if Zombies was only on PlayStation? You still get it for Xbox?
No.
Okay, well, what are you talking about, man?
But there are exclusive things for Xbox. You can't play Halo on PlayStation.
Yeah, but you can play it on PC.
Yeah, but I don't have a good PC.
You have a good enough PC to play Halo. You can play the old version. Yeah.
Well, now it's on Steam.
I was playing Halo on that.
I'm talking previous to that happening. You had to either get it on the Xbox or you didn't get it. That's what I'm saying, you big jabroni.
You have one game.
Halo. I don't give a shit about anything. I don't have any games, actually. The
it's
only
true.
Game I have is Destiny 2.
Dude, you gotta get Red
for
Dead.
For a dumb reason.
Me, Tom Bombi, Acid Cat, we're all playing Red Dead, dude. It's so great. We're playing poker. I've got a house now with a bar in it and a band. We can get drunk on moonshine. You can play the banjo in my band, dude. You want to play the banjo?
I would prefer the drums.
I'm not sure there's a drum. There's an upright bass.
How do you not have drums in a band?
I'm not sure that there's drums. I don't think there's drums. It's like a bluegrass band. There's no drums for those.
There are drums for that.
There's a washboard guy.
Whatever the rhythm is, that's what I'll do.
Okay. Well, you can play that.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Get it, dude.
You cannot play Spider-Man on Xbox.
Or Horizon, or God of War, or Uncharted, or
really,
The Last
God of War is exclusive?
Yeah.
Really?
Death Stranding, Bloodborne. Yeah.
Whatever, fine. 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 Fine.
It doesn't matter.
Fine. PlayStation is better.
My point is that why does Xbox, why do they
have
need
a better logo?
Why do they need it
sure.
to be Xbox Series X?
Because they are not creative.
That's what I mean. Like, they have to have this whole video to be like, here's the name of it, the stupid name.
Yeah.
Where PlayStation's just like, by the way, it's going to be on PlayStation 5. Like, you haven't seen it yet, but you know it's coming because it's after 4.
Yeah, PlayStation 10. PlayStation 22.
Yeah.
Can I please get the PlayStation 22?
I mean, what's
now,
it
going to
be? The Xbox Series A at some point?
Xbox Series X, Golden XI, 2000. 24X.
Well, people are saying that because
XXL.
Of the way it is, people are saying...
Triple X.
People are saying that they're going to go the Apple route, and they're going to have this Series X that's this big monstrosity, and then they're going to have a Series XS that's like a diskless version that's cloud-based only.
Oh.
And then they're going to have like a Series C that's like small and portable, and they're going to have a Series D... And when all I think about are grandmas in the store who already are confused. Like, what do you want for Christmas, Billy? I would like Modern Warfare, please. And they go into Target, and there's 8 Call of Duties, and 2 of them are called Modern Warfare, by the way. It's like, that's all I think about. It's like, what do you want? I want a PlayStation 5. Okay, I'll look for the one that has a 5 on it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It's just so confusing. Can you tell me the difference between my Xbox One S and the Xbox One X and the Xbox Series X? Because those are all 3 different systems that will be sold at the same time.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
But isn't there like a PlayStation 4 Pro?
Yeah, there's a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 4 Pro.
That's it?
That's it.
Slim. There's a slim in there.
The Slim is the PlayStation 4.
Okay. So which one do I have?
You have the PlayStation. You have the same as me.
Yeah.
What they did is when they came out with the Pro...
They came out with PlayStation 4, and the next year they came out with the Pro and the Slim.
It was like
or they
5
changed
years, but
the
yeah.
PlayStation.
When the Pro
4
came out, they made the 4
the slim
version. Yes.
Okay.
It's just a slim version, but it's the same thing.
Gotcha.
Just like Xbox One, Xbox One S, and Xbox One X, they prepared us for this on the current gen. Yeah, but they shouldn't.
Let's go back to 360.
I mean, if they're going to
make it 720,
like even if they do even if they do Xbox Series. Why give yourself 2 letters left? Start with A.
1080.
The PlayStation 5 is going to have 8K graphics,
Past that. The what?
The PlayStation 5 is going to have 8K graphics.
That's great. You can't render that, though.
They say you can.
Not yet.
That's what they say.
Nah.
8K graphics, man.
Like, Death Stranding, pretty good.
Yes, great.
For character development,
it's my favorite game this year. Yeah.
Last of Us, pretty fucking good. They're getting close, man.
Yeah, honestly,
that
I don't...
Uncanny Valley's really starting to
peak. Why I think that video where they just said PlayStation 5 on the end is so surprising, because you can look at that trailer and not know it's next gen, because you can see those graphics on the 4.
What I don't get...
Like, did you see the Ghost of Tsushima trailer? I wonder if you'd be interested.
I haven't
in that.
Seen in shit. You didn't let me watch it.
I don't know if you haven't seen this. This is the next game coming out from people who made Infamous. You played Infamous, didn't you? The PlayStation 4 one? I thought I'd let you borrow that or something once. This is a PS4 game. Okay? Not PS5. This game looks beautiful.
It looks bad right now.
Looks bad!
It looks fake.
It is fake. It's in Japan. That's not a real place. Oh, yeah. I'm not showing the people. I'm an idiot.
Fake.
Like, do you think
that
they're going to look
real.
More real than that? The people?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
We'll get there.
Do you think that they want it?
Yeah, Thanos graphics in-game. That will happen.
I don't know, man.
Or at least cutscenes. At least cutscenes will be Thanos graphics.
Samurai!
But yeah, I don't know if you... I like your question. I don't know if you'd want that.
Yeah, I think...
You kind of want some sort of...
Right, to know it's a video game.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know it's real, it kind of messes with you, you know?
Nah.
It's like the deepfakes. Do the deepfakes look bad because they're not perfect, or is they look bad because our brain rejects them?
No, that's what I'm saying, is there needs to be a blind test.
Yeah.
I've never had a blind test.
For a deepfake. And how are you going to do a blind test for what you know is a PS5 game? Know what I mean?
Yeah. Just the lighting is too crisp, I think.
Yeah, it's not soft, you're right. But that is one of the big things. There's the ray tracing, is what it's called. That's what's coming in the next gen.
Like, the black is too varied. Things that are black aren't as black as the other things that are in the scene that should be black.
But I mean, when the wind for a system that's
to make it's to make it stand out. Like, you want to look at the guy and the horse compared to the background.
Yeah.
But I'm saying real video is not black.
You remember watching Sekiro and just how much of a trash game that looks like compared to this?
You'll just never get good sword fighting with a controller.
Jedi was good. Sekiro was good.
No, Jedi looked like shit.
It looks bad. It plays great.
Quick. Good man. Chill.
Swords don't make noises.
Tell him I'm
by
coming.
They should.
They should. He has a button on, just, you know, that'd be sweet. Get that mask, bro. I'll wear that around. It'd be great because it would only like cover like this much of my face, so my cheeks would still stick out.
I feel like that'd be uncomfortable,
dude. When you're a badass,
those strings would just be
way
pulling
down
on your ears.
Oh, they absolutely
all the time.
Would. You doing flips and stuff, dude? Those strings gonna be so uncomfortable. You're gonna have like rope burn behind your ear, dude. But heroes don't worry about that stuff, man.
I mean, okay, that does look gorgeous. If that's gameplay,
yeah, this is gameplay, dude.
People still walk funny, though. I don't think you'll ever get over the video game walking.
I don't know, dude. It's weird because I agree with you. But like,
well, like their hips are faced one way while their body is pointing another, and it's just never gonna be better than that because of analog controllers. You got the camera, you got your feet. It's like you want to go this direction, but you're looking this direction. There's no way to do that other than VR. There's no way.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I kind of think it's more like the Uncanny Valley. To be honest, I do, because I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, you look, your character's looking this way, and he's still walking straight. Like, that's weird. No one does that in real life. But, like,
or at least for a long period of time.
Everything's mo-capped now. Like,
yeah.
The entirety of Death Stranding is every action is mo-capped. So, like, when I see that, I go, I know they mo-capped that guy. Like, that actor, they mo-capped him walking, running, turning, sliding. Everything he does in the game, they mo-capped him doing. That's what he looks like.
Right.
So, it feels wrong, but it is right. And I wonder if that's because we played 20 years of video games where it looked right, but it was too light. You know what I mean?
No, because you're not going to walk in a straight line while not looking where you're walking.
I agree, man.
You're not going to do that because you're going to trip on something.
Well, that's why I think
humans are humans.
People like CD Projekt, like, I think they're doing it right because Cyberpunk is entirely first person.
Yeah.
Like, they get rid of it. Yep. All the people that you see walking in that game, they're
right
from your eyeballs,
yeah,
seeing them walk. So they're not going to walk and do this because you're going to be you. You don't care what your legs look like. It's first person. You're going to run up walls with knives and stab them in their throat, and it's going to look great. I can't wait
I'm
for that.
I'm telling you, VR, first-person shit, that is the way that
God,
the games
that
are
game,
go.
Dude. Oh, my God. Could I show you something else really cool from the Game Awards? This is pretty self-indulgent, but I'm going to play it anyway. Is that cool?
No.
Okay, I won't.
No, absolutely not. Okay. Yes, play.
So, Apex Legends, character called Mirage.
Yep.
All right, I'm not going to play this whole thing.
All right, up next is the award for the absolute best.
I mean, we can watch the whole thing if you want. It's not necessary.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Wow, I was a little pitchy on that one. I should keep practicing.
looks like it's Mirage, everybody. What's up, Mirage?
Hey, Keely, man. What's going on?
Well, we're kind of in the middle of the Game Awards right now, but what's going on, man?
Oh, is that tonight? Tell me.
Life is
did they
horrible?
Already win for best all-around competitor in a battle royale based on skills, but mostly good looks?
That is such a specific award, and as I told you on Twitter, does not exist. I'm sorry, Mark.
Okay. I see what you're doing. Keeping cringing. The mystery alive for the audience.
So a lot of people watch this at cringe.
Secret award.
You think this is pre-recorded?
Yeah. Wink. It's not like I haven't been practicing.
This is what's crazy. So this company called The Mill, they make all of Apex's trailers.
Okay.
Absolute best.
Oh man, it just gets me rock hard.
25 months, base. Right? I know, base. But did you get my DM about the replacement that Colby found?
Looks promising.
I mean, I've been using it. Haven't paid for it yet, though.
I might.
If Colby pays for it, I'll make sure he gets us logins.
I can do that.
Or if you want to pay for it, because you're in the medical profession and I'm a streamer, that's cool too, but I'm not asking.
Yeah, you make more money than I do. You should
no,
do that,
Colby's basically. Rich. He says it all the time. You did message me back? He did message me back. He did. He did. He said, this looks good. That's what he said.
It does. It's promising.
He did.
But it's next. You know it's next.
Of course. You know everyone says it's because of The Mandalorian, right?
No, it's because of Disney.
They say Disney's got the Death Star coming out.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I can see that.
Yep. All right, anyway, back to this.
Wonderful time of the year.
Woo!
Fireworks! Exclusive legendary skin. I'm a captain, huh? For everyone at the awards and all you beautiful people watching at home. It's party time.
Isn't that crazy?
What can I say, Keely? I'm a giver. Okay, tell me, did I already win for best all-around competitor in a battle royale based on skills, but mostly good looks?
They should have not written the script then.
Isn't that nuts, dude? Like, it's all live.
Like, if their point was to put this video out and have people yes. see this, then well done. Bravo. But if you wanted to be, like, blow people's minds in the middle of it, have some fucking unscripted goddamn shit.
Yeah, I agree. But the whole award show was very cringe because everything is scripted nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
But, like...
So is the Oscars.
But, like, this is all... Like, this scene that's like, happens right here, like, this is
since
live.
Since Respawn and The Mill literally brought me to life, we should totally celebrate. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna throw this out here. Since they created me, do you think anybody out there could, like, I don't know, create me, like, an actual friend? You know, because I'm just saying, like... Like these guys? Here, watch this. Hey! Which one of you guys wants to go for pizza, huh? Yeah. That's what I thought. You know what? I am gonna go for pizza. I'm gonna go for a pizza. I'm gonna go for my own sad, lonely pizza.
Like, he walks weird. I notice he walks slowly because he's got the cameras in his face and all that. But, like, still he turns around.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, it's
Avatar. It's Avatar.
Yeah! You're right. That's exactly what it is. But I don't know, man. I just, when I figured that, like, when I saw that that wasn't live, or sorry, when I saw that it wasn't pre-recorded, I'm like, dude, that's pretty sweet.
That site seems real sketch basement. What the fuck? What do you mean? What do you mean sketch?
How do you define sketch?
Yeah.
For a legal site.
How was the other site any less sketch?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that site just disappeared. Imagine if you had resubbed the day before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I heard that they took away, like the longer-term packages.
Yeah, they did. They did month-to-month, no reoccurring. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did that a while ago, yeah. Yeah. Should have known.
The only way I found it was on Reddit, and all the threads was like, cut off one head.
Yeah.
Two heads shall take its place.
That's true, by the way.
Hell Hydra! Or wait, no, it's not actually the Nazi one. I think it's the Fist.
They do two. Like
that's
that.
Right.
That's what they
that's
do. It's the Hydra
it
people.
Hell Hydra!
Yeah, the Hydra people. But, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that basement. That is true.
Does it really? They're all illegal.
They are all agreed, but I would admit that the other site, the one that just got shut down, had better standards. It did.
They're both illegal.
They are.
So why wouldn't you want the one that has early movies?
Because I don't want to watch cam shit.
Then don't. Then it's the same as the other one.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly my point. So that's an invalid argument. If only this new site gives you more than the other one did.
It's like if the DEA showed up at your house, and you're like, but the guy next door also has heroin, and I only have coke. Like,
oh well, then you stay here. We're gonna go over there.
Yeah, like that's not.
You're both getting fucked.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Screw y'all.
I'm just saying, basement. Okay. Piracy is wrong! Hope you enjoy it, Basement.
Heard it sucks ass.
I heard it's the most abysmal Star Wars ever made. I hope you enjoy yourself.
Is it bad that I have to pee again?
No. You want to end?
We've only been doing it an hour.
Yeah, dude, who cares? I'm done.
Why?
What else you want to talk about, man?
Other stuff on your list there, man. Lots of things have happened. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, and you want to end the show at an hour 15?
You're going pee!
Yeah, I'll be back, and we can talk about more things!
I don't have anything to talk about while you're peeing!
I want to know your opinion on snails.
But you're not here to hear my opinion
on
snails.
I need to know your opinion on snails. You,
they don't care about snails.
I think they might.
Gale the snail?
Yeah.
Sometimes I just like a little awkward silence so the people who listen to it on iTunes just think that their audio player broke. Something that you get from video. The long, awkward silences. You know, and you watch it on Twitch and you're like, okay, I see what's happening. But you're like in your car driving to work. Then all of a sudden you just hear the road. Give you just enough time to start thinking about the bills you have to pay.
Talk about snails?
Yep, snails are great, dude.
You know what I mean?
Snails are great, dude.
This is why we have BRB screens.
I'm not playing a lot of I'm playing Overwatch, I'm playing Stardew Valley, I'm playing Apex Legends, I'm playing Red Dead Redemption. Those are what I'm playing. There's nothing new out right now, so that's what I'm doing. Although I'm going to start The Last of Us tomorrow, but that's not new. Just played it because Chris has never seen the story, so. Anyway. All right, man, what's up?
Have I not talked to you since we've had Brit's Works Christmas parties?
No.
No?
Nope. I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
the Friday after our last show.
Okay.
They rented a party bus to go look at Christmas lights.
Okay. I do remember you telling me you were going to do that.
It was the cheapest party bus you could get.
Any orgies?
No.
Did you see any boobs?
No.
Everything I know about party buses or hope is a lie then.
Yeah. Well, one, this was a fucking school bus just with lights in it. That's what it was.
I've seen
it
boobs in a school bus.
It was the short bus with lights in it. That's what it was. Also, it was missing windows, so it was really fucking cold. The door opened and stayed open while we were on the highway.
Did the guy just like hire his cousin Jerry to like get a van?
It was the last minute kind of thing, I think, and so it just just happened.
All right.
One of our coworkers got real shit faced. It was super funny to watch.
That's good. Yeah.
Saw a lot of Christmas lights. Got pretty.
Did you go down the candy cane lane, man?
No, we did not.
Good. That place sucks.
Yeah. Then that Saturday. They had another Christmas party where it was dinner at 6S.
Yeah.
Went there, had a lot of food. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Other than that, nothing has happened. I had friends' Christmas last weekend.
Uh-huh. Did you get anything from Pinella?
Got really drunk there. I did get something from Pinella.
What'd you get?
Because I got his white elephant gift.
What was it?
It was a Nerf gun.
Okay.
On the package, he wrote, not a gun.
But it was.
But it was a gun. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get him? Or what'd you get whoever ended up with your white elephant gift?
I think I got an escape room game.
Okay.
Like a board game, escape room.
How do
room.
You not know?
I got really drunk and forgot. Like, I bought it the same day.
You were drunk when you bought it?
No.
Base of Brain, enjoy, dude. Thanks for 25 months of subs. I love you, smooches. See you around, man. What?
It was hot.
Yeah.
Turned me on.
Did it? Well, it wasn't meant for you.
It was meant for
me. You want me to get your gift?
Sure.
What else we got to talk about? I see that you're trying to prolong the show, but you're struggling because you know there's nothing to actually talk about.
Yeah, because our lives are miserable.
Yeah, we don't do anything, dude.
One of the problems is I can't remember my own life.
That is a problem.
Because I'm really struggling
here.
It's
a big problem. I kind of do like watching this happen. Whatever this is. I enjoy this breakdown. Where he realizes that he can't remember his own life.
Yeah, no, I can't.
And then he goes, how can I judge my future decisions if I have no history to base those decisions on?
I think that's my point. I will forever live at the same level I am right now because I can't remember.
I think you'll actually degrade because how will you remember what level you were at?
Better. I liked where I was 5 years ago.
Yeah, when you could remember.
And that too. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't remember well then.
What's the last year you remember well?
I don't know. 2011? Maybe.
How do you judge remembering well?
The most memories I have from a given year.
I don't remember. I remember highlights of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think 2011 I had the most highlights.
Like, I'm trying to think of something that I had, like, my junior year.
2010 to 2013, those were golden years, man. Golden years.
Those are the years I weren't there.
Yeah, you were the worst. You ruined my life.
I'm not going to deny that, so I definitely didn't help.
All right, can I push it back then? Can I say 2008 to 2013?
Yeah.
How about 2008 to 2012, four-year time span, best 4 years of my life.
What happened in 2014 that was horrible?
2014?
Yeah, 2008 to 2014 was horrible.
I said 2012.
Oh, then what happened in 2012 that started it being bad? What was the catalyst, man?
I'm just saying those are better. I'm saying that 2012 was better than 2013 and 2014. I'm not saying those 2 years were bad because they were still good. I'm just saying the other two were better.
I just laugh because you can't remember.
No, after 2014 and into 2015,
uh-huh.
That's where I think I was the most depressed in my entire life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I was really lonely. I don't think you had moved back yet.
No, I didn't move back till August of 2015.
Yeah. It was real lonely.
It didn't have anything to do with the 12th letter of the alphabet?
Is that K? Okay, I didn't have time to count. I just guessed. No, that's what pulled me out of
the depression. Oh, okay, all right, okay. Okay.
That is what pulled me out. Oh, I remember why. I the time I quit smoking cigarettes.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
That did it.
That'll do it.
Real hard.
Although you were still into the marijuana.
Yeah, but...
Not the same thing?
Yeah, no. Marijuana's like a once-a-day kind of thing, you know? Like, at the end of the day, it's a nice ender to bring you into sleep and then go to bed.
I mean, you're preaching
cigarettes
to the
choir, were right? Like, the through the day helped me get through it kind of
shit. Do you think you could survive without any type of vice?
No. No. Absolutely not. Definitely not.
I want to give you my gift because it's related to this.
Is it alcohol?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just alcohol. Saying it's related to this. What it's a big brick of cocaine.
That's going to start me on a whole different vice.
What? You know? Maybe it's time for Daddy to
also,
get coked up.
I mean, I'm not opposed. Please give it. But I'm just saying, like, how and when and where.
What do you mean?
How'd you get it?
Like
when
this?
Did you get it? And then where did you
in
get it?
In the kitchen tonight from Jared.
Who's Jared?
He's my dealer. My coke dealer. he's the man who supplies me with my coke.
Go get
I've got 100 nose clams. Okay, I'm going to go get it.
Thanks,
first
Charlie.
I'm
going to put the BRB screen
no,
up.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to do
you
got
to tell Chad about snails.
I'm going to now talk about snails. No one's even here. Good timing. Look at that.
Oh, you got a BRB?
I did. I went back. I was going to play something, but...
Man, I would have taken longer if I knew you had to sit here and struggle.
Nah.
Okay. All right, man. Here's your gift. Merry Christmas.
You even wrapped it and everything.
Why wouldn't I wrap it, man?
Is it chocolate?
I'm an adult. It's not chocolate. I did think about getting you chocolate again, but...
Oh, that's a big Miller Lite. That is a large Miller Lite. Grips to shiny. Oh, shower beer?
Shower beer, dude!
Shower beer?
I'm like, what does Colby need in his life? Beer in the shower!
And it fits a
fits that bad boy ounce. Right there, dude.
You don't know how often this is going to be used.
Oh, I hope it gets used very often.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's one of the places you can be alone and drunk. You ever get bugged in the shower?
The only time I ever take a shower is with Britt.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I should have got you two.
She doesn't need it.
Well, baby, you can.
There you go. That's better. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, of course, dude. That's a big Miller. That's the literal biggest Miller Lite I could find.
This is bigger. Is this a 20 ounce?
That's a 24 ounce.
That's a 24
I literally
ounce.
Went to the guy at the counter and I said, I need a cartoon size, the size of Miller Lite, please. I want the biggest Miller Lite you possibly have.
And oh, fucking
he
shit.
He got me a 24 ouncer. He said, that's the biggest can they offer. So
That's too funny.
Yeah. I don't know why they would even make that.
I don't either.
They make it for you.
I don't either.
But that's two beers in one, dude. That's saving funny. The earth.
That's it is. Do you want to order your controller right now?
No, I don't.
You sure?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. Yeah, we got more trailers.
Let's go.
I mean, we got The Woman in the Window.
Oh, is this that Amy Adams movie?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You want to watch
it? Weird.
Did you watch it?
Like, she was looking rough.
I mean, loud window, though, right? What about Wonder Woman? We didn't watch this. Do you care?
I heard it was like, it takes place in a mall?
I don't know. I never saw the original Wonder Woman. I never saw the trailer.
Really?
Have you seen it?
Never saw it. No.
You want to watch it?
Yeah, let's watch it.
I mean, I don't have any interest because I didn't see the first.
I just saw that, like, the caption of the article said, like, Wonder Woman 19 whatever addresses what it would be like in
have
a mall.
Have you ever been in love?
Is that Kristen Wiig?
A long, long time ago.
Also, you? I think he's
so
back.
So many times. Yeah. All the time.
I thought he was dead.
I think he's back. I think they're trying the whole Thor bit.
Welcome to the future.
The mall.
Life is good, but it can be better. And why shouldn't it be? All you need is to want it.
Why is she in a mall?
More sliding.
Think about finally having everything you always wanted.
I can save today, but you can save the world.
Steve.
Is his name Steve?
Yeah, there he is, man.
Steve Rogers?
No. I take what I want in return.
What's that
Everyone
rock?
We'll see.
Is that kryptonite or something, man?
Steve's back, bro. Is that Pedro Pascal?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
Did she just hit a bullet as it is being ejected from the barrel?
Yeah, the world needs you.
The barrel, the bullet doesn't do anything.
You know what you need to do.
Is he gonna die again in this movie, you think?
I hope.
Nothing good is born from lies.
I hope she dies in this movie, dude.
And greatness is not what you think.
Anybody tired of slow motion?
Oh, yeah, dude. Who's that?
I think that was her.
It's all art. That's just a trash can.
It's just a trash can. Yeah.
I mean, isn't he from the 50s? He's not from 1700s.
He was in World War I.
Okay, so he's from the 20s. Teens.
They had trash cans.
They had trash cans then, man.
I believe.
I think I'm going to open this giant melon.
Do it, man. Here, okay. I am a DC hater. Preface. Okay?
Okay.
I have no interest or idea what I just watched. I don't know who the bad guy is. I don't know who any... Actually, I don't know who anyone in
Pedro
that movie
Pascal,
is.
Pedro Pascal, that's who that is.
Why are we fighting him? Why are we in a mall? There's no motivation. Why is she riding horses on the beach? I don't understand any of what I just saw.
The horses on the beach is a secret island where the Amazonians, which is her race of people...
Okay. Live. Why are they Amazonians?
I don't know. It might not be Amazonians.
Aren't the Amazonians... Let's look it up.
It might not be the Amazonians.
Let's look it up. Wonder Woman... Wikipedia is a fictional superheroine. American comic books, DC Comics. She is from the island nation of Themyscira. Her official title is Princess Diana of Themyscira. Okay.
Yeah, there it is. Species, Amazonian Olympian.
Sorry, what?
I believe Zeus is her dad. So she's like a female Hercules.
So, okay, am I... Okay.
Hercules.
Am I, was the Amazon River named after Greek goddesses? Because it says right
was
here...
Was the company Amazon named after Greek goddesses?
It says, the Amazons of DC Comics are a race of warrior women who exist as part of Greek mythology. So, is Amazon a Greek word?
No.
Okay, then why would ancient Greece...
I think they just added... Amazons into Greek mythology, like it was part of the comic. It was like they're.
But why would they be Amazons if the Amazon River's in Brazil? It's in South America.
It has nothing to do with the river, I don't think.
But if they made up the name for the river, they would have to know the river to come up with the word for the Greek thing,
right?
That would be like if I named
two people can think of the same name.
No, they can't.
They can.
No. So you're saying if I say Luke, that exists?
Hey, yeah. I thought of this name, and I was like driving back from buying something. I think I was buying my meals for the week.
Okay.
And I was driving back. I was like, you know what would be a really good name for a tea shop here in town?
Indulge.
No. IC Teas. That'd be really cool. That'd be a good name.
That would be a good name,
and
man.
Then, no, for a tea shop. And then
yeah.
I was like,
Yeah.
No, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I know a lot about the printing industry.
Yeah, man.
It could be t-shirts.
Yeah.
Both already exist.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
Yeah, because those are super simple names.
Yeah, because everyone's already thought of everything. So people back then thought of Amazon, another dude in fucking Greek mythology.
What about this?
Thought of Amazon.
Get into business with a Jolly Green Giant, dude. ICPs. Start a cool porn site based in Wichita, ICUP.
It's got to have something to do with tea, though, man.
Why?
I see your teas.
There you go, dude.
I see
Wichita
your teas.
Women show their boobies.
Dude!
I see your teas.
Let's start that website. That sounds like a great idea.
100%.
This website exists.
I see your teas.
Like this?
Yeah. I see yorts.
It is available, man. We can
boom!
Get $13,
we'll
dude. Who's going to be the first person to send them send their teeth? I put a comma in there because I'm a super fat. There we go. Dude, that's available.
How is that available?
Dude, we got to buy that. Someone's going to buy that, right?
Yeah, we should not say it on air because we'll get bought. Well, just you searching it, it will probably get bought.
Absolutely it will, yeah.
How is that domain available?
Dude, who knows?
How is that
we could get it. We could get this for $5.
That's pretty cheap.
That's pretty cheap, dude. Oh, dude, this one.
Why is that one more expensive?
Because the more obscure, the more money they cost, dude.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know why. But yeah, Minish just brought this up. Paramount says they're making Jackass March 2021.
Yeah. Can we talk about the fucking Matrix movie that's going to be coming out?
Did someone? It's coming out on the same day as another Keanu Reeves movie.
John Wick 4.
Dude, what? I don't know, man. They've given up. They've given up.
Can
right?
you name one movie you're excited to see? Like Top Gun, pretty good. Like that seems entertaining, but like if I missed it, not the end of the world.
I'm honestly interested to see what happens after tomorrow. Because The Witcher comes out tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's it.
And that's going to be my saving grace in Boston, is going to be that.
It should be good. Looks great. Seen some nudity already?
That and season 4 of Man in the High Castle. That's the only things that are going to get me
through
this trip.
Hope it doesn't let you down, man.
I heard that the battle scenes in Witcher...
No, the Man in the High Castle.
Oh,
it's the final season.
Oh, it probably will.
Yeah.
Definitely will. I heard the battles, or the sword fighting, or at least the stunts...
Yeah.
...is like, makes Game of Thrones look like a piece of shit.
Yeah, I think Netflix gave them a blank check and said, make this our Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Because they've tried before... Like, they have...
That the stupid beaver move, the one about the fur trade they tried. Like, it wasn't Game of Thrones-ish.
No,
but,
that wasn't it. They have, like, a medieval show. I don't think it's Nightfall. I think that's TV.
It's, I know what you're talking about. They have a dozen of them, dude. Like, if I just go to Netflix...
Yeah, search Game of Thrones in Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It'll give us all the things that are just like it. Maybe. If it ever
Knives
was.
Out, really, Menace?
I mean, it's supposed to be really good.
What, Knives Out?
Yeah.
It's Rian Johnson, bro.
Dude, it's supposed to be good.
That, The Last Kingdom.
Okay,
that's
so,
what I was thinking of. The Last Kingdom.
So, yeah, Last Kingdom.
That's
Spartacus is kind of like it.
But that's not Netflix.
Well, no, I guess not. Troy, Fall of a City. See, Frontier is mentioned.
Frontier is terrible.
It is terrible. Yeah, I agree.
Did you watch the movie with Chris Pine?
King.
The Last King or something like that? The Outlaw King?
No.
It wasn't bad.
Nightfall. There's Outlaw King. About the I land, dude.
Yeah, their attempt at the Game of Thrones genre was The Last Kingdom.
The Witcher is going to do it, though.
Oh, it's definitely going to do it.
It's 100% going to do it. Mm-hmm. You think it's out yet?
No.
It's tomorrow in New Zealand, dude. It should be out, right? Coming Friday, dude.
At midnight, you will get it.
This show is exciting, it says. Yeah, I'd say so. Yep. Can't wait!
Are you going to stream tomorrow?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
So you're going to wait to watch it?
Yeah. Well, I might watch one in the morning. I don't start streaming until noon or 11 tomorrow, so I could watch one maybe in the morning, but I'll probably wait till the night, actually. Chris wants to, because we got Aaron tomorrow, so I'm going to drop him off at 9 at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to stop and get snacks and then binge like 3 episodes, 4 episodes
mm-hmm.
until we pass out, basically.
Yeah, she's going to pass out at like episode 1.5.
Yes, exactly. But that's what she wants to do. And I would love that personally, but I probably wouldn't stream Saturday because of it, which would be okay. But at the same time, she's going to pass out 1.5 episodes in, and so, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to bed at 11, and then I'm going to wake up, and I'll be like, well, I don't have to stream today, then what do? I just sit here?
Yeah.
And watch more Witcher, I guess. But Aaron's here, so I can't watch The Witcher, because I think that show might be a little too racy for him.
a little bit,
you know.
Wait till he's 14.
I don't know at what age I could start showing him The Witcher.
15.
Know? Like, how do you break someone into sex, you know?
I broke myself in at 12, I think, so.
Yeah, but what if they do things on there he's never thought of?
Well, then that just opens his mind.
Well, here's the thing. Like, okay. So
dude,
you're.
Some bitch online had her son who was, I don't know, what, 8? Who thinks he's a gay person.
Okay.
Dance in a gay strip, gay bar.
Okay.
And strip down. Not completely nude, but strip.
Okay.
It was a strip show. It was an 8-year-old child.
Everyone was arrested?
Was
or?
No.
Okay.
No, it was actually more praised because she's letting her child live what he determines is his sexual orientation.
I mean,
at 8 years old.
I'm not really, like, I would like to raise my son to not over-sexualize people. So, like, to me, I don't want to make it weird because I'm a depraved pervert. Okay, mm-hmm. You relate to this
yes,
as you
agree.
Are as well. Okay, uh-huh. And that's, you know why? It's because we were repressed when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. And so, like, I feel like if I'm just like, boobs are normal, sex is okay, I feel like he won't.
Yeah, it will be like, uncool.
Well, not that. I mean, because it's pretty cool. I'd be worried if he thought it wasn't. But maybe,
well, no, I'm saying, like, well, that's the thing, is people think that if you make marijuana legal, that young people won't want to do it because it's not a source of rebellion. Even if they don't see it that way,
sure,
they won't.
Whatever. I'll be happy if he's not doing radio at 17 and pulling up JPEGs of dragons having sex with exhaust pipes. Okay, that's what I'm going to be happy with. Okay?
That's really smart.
All right? I'm okay with that's what I would like is for that to not happen. You know, I would like him to not be on Tumblr one day and have an ad for Doritos and then right under that have a dog having sex with a black man. That's what I would not like for him to experience. Okay?
Why? Your life that sad that you saw a dog have sex with a black man?
Well, first of all, why would you assume that that's sad?
Well, I didn't.
I just don't want my son to scroll
through. I thought you just assumed that it was sad. If you don't want your son to do it, then I'd assume that's a negative connotation.
I just feel like that's maybe not the healthiest life.
Probably not.
You know?
But, I mean, is there a healthy life, really?
Yes, it's called being a surgeon.
Yeah, but those motherfuckers are depraved as shit.
Well, then we can relate, and he'll be rich, and he can bring a black man and a dog
okay,
to my house.
Your profession and your sexual preferences are separate.
Here's my point. Neither of us, none of us, we are not going to experience sex like my son is. Because we didn't have the hub when we were going through puberty. Like, he's going to go to the hub, and even if he doesn't even know what he's looking for,
mm-hmm.
there's a list.
Yeah.
Of things that he didn't know. Ooh, what's Ebony? You know, like, you know? What's BBC? You know? We didn't know these things existed when we were young because there was no way for us to access them. Here, it's a list on the hub.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, at some point, I would rather be like, look, you watch The Witcher because I know you're looking
does
at the hub.
Does he have a phone?
No, he does not.
That's good.
Yeah, he does not have a phone.
He's 10, right?
Yeah, he's 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I got at most 2 years.
Yeah.
At most.
Yep. I think 12 is when I started.
I don't remember. I remember I thought it was called a gagina until I was like 14, I think.
When I turned 12, I had Google Images, so.
I remember being, let me think. I was still friends with Tony because Tony sent it to me, and I was living in my.
I really hope my mom's not watching right now.
I mean, dude, it's too late. Okay, you're drinking a 24-ounce Miller Lite.
This is more acceptable than what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to ruin her memories
you
of my childhood.
You mentioned a stretchy anus once, man. Okay, it is too late. There's nothing else you can do. Also, she's definitely watching, which I forget about every single week. But anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, well.
Oh, my friend Tony. I was on. No, not Tony P. I was living in my duplex, and that would mean that Luke was born, because we moved every time they had a child. And it was before we moved to my house in Newton. God, what year would that have been?
I remember using pictures.
It probably would have been 98. It was probably around 98. That's when I would guess. So I was 11. And I remember he emailed me a picture.
Mm-hmm. Who? Luke?
No, my friend Tony.
Oh, right.
Because he found the... He developed before me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what women had. I didn't realize women were different than men.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it either, but he had hit the period, and he wanted to share with me. And I'll never forget the picture. As long as I live. Fully naked woman. She is like on like a rock. And her leg, you know, she's doing one of these stances where her leg's like up like this.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another woman right here going to town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both fully nude. And I remember she was pierced. And
like,
I just...
Where?
On the, you know...
On the thing?
On the thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
I didn't know there was a thing. I didn't know what I was looking at. But I remember looking at it and going... like this. I'm not quite sure why I like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if I had known why I liked it, I may not have explored it so heavily.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did you ever get a birds and a bees talk?
I did, but I was like 45. And like I knew everything already.
Yeah, like I never got it when I was younger. Like, I don't think I ever got one, ever.
I was already dating who would be my wife when I got the birds and the bees talk.
I think I already have had sex multiple times before I heard the words, "Are you being careful?"
Yeah, see, I didn't get any of that.
I didn't get that.
I honestly think my parents gave me the talk because they were worried that I might just accidentally be like, "You have a hole, I have a stick."
Those should mesh up.
We probably, like, that's, is that what we would do? I bet that's what we do, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's how
that's
that
I think that's what my, like, I had already figured it out. And I remember my dad told me, he's like, when two people love each other, the woman's vagina and the man's penis. And I'm like, Dad, I know this. I'm a junior. But I didn't have...
I never got to talk.
I was a virgin until I was 19, I think. Because we were good Christian people. We were saving ourselves for marriage.
I broke at 16.
We were saving ourselves for marriage.
17?
We eventually broke. I don't remember 16. What the catalyst was. But, dude, we were good Christian people. I mean, we weren't really good because we were doing every other hole. Like, that's what I don't get. Like, this, like, Matt, I remember Matthew showed me this website, technicalvirgin.com, which is all about great positions for anal because then you could be a virgin. And I'm like, dude, first of all, you're never going to have sex, ever.
Okay,
just
so
give it up.
Just like a personal question real quick. Did you have anal before you had vaginal sex?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Hundreds of times.
You want to know how many times I've had?
Now I do, yeah. Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can to fix that for you, baby. Want to end the show?
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to go BRB. We'll be back in, what, 3 minutes?
Sure. It won't take that long.
It won't take that long. Take 2 minutes to fluff it up.
I am in jeans, though, so give it like an extra 2 minutes.
All right. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Oh, yeah, dude.
Never did.
I was a good Christian.
Nope.
I was a good Christian man.
Nope. First girlfriend I ever did it with, I heard from Pinella that she had given her previous boyfriend a hand job. And I was like, oh, so she DTF then. Let me start talking to that chick. That sounds fun. I really want to do the sex. Please let me do the sex.
But, like, if our religious parents had told us things,
yeah,
it wouldn't be... One, I don't think it would be as attractive because it wouldn't be like I think a big
like,
portion of it is
not,
a mystery.
I'm sorry, Mom. Did they not understand puberty?
I don't know, dude.
Back then? Because it happens early. And shit happens that you can't control.
Okay, from a parent's perspective, it's very, very
awkward.
Hard. Well, no, it's not awkward. Honestly, no. It's not awkward. I would have no problem talking to Aaron about it. But It's hard to know when they grow up,
mm-hmm.
because there's not like a sign that's like, hey, I'm going through puberty now. Like, because it's
12 and up.
Yeah, but is it? Because not everyone has it.
No, it's 12 and up.
Not everyone starts at 12.
It's 12 and up.
You could have it. Girls start earlier than boys.
It's 12 and up.
Either way. Okay, the point is that if it's 12 and up, all right, how do I know it's 12?
If you haven't done it by 15, you're fucking up.
Yeah, but, okay, agreed, but how do I know that it's not 13? Instead of, like, what if I tell him when he's 12 and he looks at me like I'm an idiot?
Well, don't tell him when he's 12.
Well, but it's 12 and up.
12 and up, yeah.
What if he has it on his birthday? How am I to know?
Then say
it. I don't see him fall down, dude.
Just put out a little feeler. Like,
hey,
you don't
like
have
tits.
To be like, yeah.
Like, what do you want me to, like,
you don't
what's
have
a
to
feeler,
go there,
dude?
Exactly. It's be like, you got any girls in your class you like? If he says no... Like in a no, then it's not time. But if there's like a no.
Oh, that's the other thing. School gets us off the hook, dude, because schools do sex ed, and our religious schools didn't do that.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
I forget that public schools talk about it.
So at 12, boom, that's better. So much better. Do that.
I don't have to do jack.
No. You just have to be the aftermath.
I gotta get him some monster condoms for his magnum dong, and that's all I gotta do. I'm gonna get him one box and be like, listen, when this box is used up, I'll get you another. If she gets pregnant, I'll know you didn't use this box, and I'm gonna beat you to death with it. That's gonna be my talk. What about that?
Sounds like a great fucking talk.
What about when he's 25 and he listens to this episode?
I think he's gonna be like, my dad was smart.
No, I will tell you one thing that my son, if he ever listens to any of my content, will tell you. It will not be that my dad is smart.
There are some times when you're smart.
No!
There's a good amount of times when you're smart.
No!
Yeah. Yes.
No. And Monster,
I have been listening to you talk for 11 years now.
Yeah.
And you are smart. I'll give you 30% of the time.
I was just hoping for double digits.
30%.
30% of 11 years.
30%. I mean, one, the reason why I'm as depraved as I am is because of you.
It's
so
my fault. Yeah, I know.
70%.
I know. Well, hey, let's blame a little bit on your mom. I think if she would have given
30%.
Us more money, no questions asked, in those late 2000s, I think we would have been less depraved. If we had
an actual thing to like hold on to, like a podcast network,
yeah.
Maybe.
See, if we would
we
not be looking at weird dog porn if we were at TGI Fridays eating steak more often. That's all I'm saying, Julie.
Oh, I have to see her tomorrow. My Christmas with them is tomorrow. You
make sure you go up to her tomorrow and be like, Seth says thanks for the steak. Because I did appreciate it. That was a great time of my life, you know. I'm joking. Anything you gave me is great, you know.
Yeah. It was a good time, man.
It was a good time.
It could have been better, but it was a good
time. I mean, everything could be better, but you know what? It's not now.
It is now for me.
Luckily, Aaron doesn't care about anything I do, so. But he subs to me on YouTube, and that's a miracle, I think, in itself, so.
That is a miracle.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, subs, okay.
Not Twitch, no.
Not
subs
money.
Subs me on YouTube, yeah. I was about to say, would I pay myself? Please, you know, I could take care of that, like, right now. Here, let me just do this. Pay myself real quick. It's fast, dude.
No, it's super fast.
It's fast.
Man, you got the fastest shit.
Dude, I put a SSD in here that Jared, FP4 in chat, he sent me, and boot up and stuff, like opening Safari, things like that, is so ridiculously fast. I don't know if you have an SSD in your laptop.
I think I do.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I think that was the downside of my laptop, was I only have 500 gigs, but I have an SSD.
Yeah, it's fast. So look at this, okay? Watch Safari open. You ready for this? Watch this. Watch this. And think of all the things I have open right now. And remember how fast Safari opened before. There, it's ready to go. Look at that, man.
That's a lot faster.
That is so much faster.
Yeah.
All the OS stuff runs ridiculously fast.
So he sent you an SSD to put in the laptop?
Well, he sent me an SSD for my streaming PC, but I never got around to putting it in there because shutting everything down is a pain in my butt. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was going to wait till Christmas break when I had a couple days off to do it. But then my laptop broke, and it happened to just fit perfectly in this MacBook, so I got the old one out and I put that one in.
Wow.
That's great.
Look at you, bro.
I mean, yeah, I'm hacker man, dude.
Yeah. It's impressive. Is anybody going to buy
it? Oh, man, it just gets me.
Rock hard! I was about to say somebody subbed as soon as I was talking about money.
Yeah.
But that's you.
Yep. You see my message?
Waste. All right. That's a good note to end on.
Oh, now you want to end?
Well, now we can have an hour of just chit-chat.
Okay.
Not streaming.
We should have had the entire last 30-minute conversation off the stream.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Actually, yes, definitely.
Yeah, your mom should not have heard all the stuff you just talked about.
Or should she have?
She's not here.
Or should she have? Like, why hide it, man?
Is there a way?
It's 2020, bro. It's 2020. It's 2020.
That's her, right?
These conversations need to be had. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, that's
let's definitely end.
Yeah, we were talking about anything. Anyway, so that wraps up our two-hour discussion of how great Colby's vacation's going to be and how excited he is to go on it. So we're not going to play games. No. 2 hours is more than enough. That's 30 minutes for every week we're taking off in the last 2 months. That seems fair.
Pretty good.
I mean, we used to do one a year.
Pretty good.
You know, we could stop right now. Do one in January and be done till 2021.
Yep.
We've done it before. Don't push us.
We can do it.
That
again.
2021 show will be really good. Probably won't be.
Probably won't be.
It'll be exactly the same as this trash.
It'll be exactly the same as this.
All right, let's get out of here. I mean, it is our Christmas episode, right? All right, so we're not going to do a show next Thursday.
I can call in.
No, I'm not going to do a show next
Thursday. I can call in for 30 minutes.
No.
30 minutes?
No.
You won't even do 30 minutes.
First of all, you will not.
I could. I'd be in the smack dab middle of Boston. Thursday is when we're going into Boston.
If you text me an hour before.
I will be drunk as shit.
And say, hey, let's do a call-in. Yeah. We can do a special call-in.
All right. I'll think about it.
There's no way that happens, though. So
we'll
just
think about it.
Don't plan on it, but maybe.
Maybe.
Twitch alerts. Yeah, I'll tell you. Anyway, so no episode next Thursday, but we will be here the following Thursday, which is the 2nd of January.
And then we'll be here for an entire straight year.
Yeah, and then we're not really taking any breaks. The holidays are always like this. Because, like, oh, off for a straight year.
Yeah.
I thought you said we would be here for a straight
year. Oh, that's what I meant, but I said something different.
No, you said
no
that,
episodes
but you meant
off
different.
Ever. That's what I meant.
Okay.
All of 2021. No, yeah. 2020. We will be here every Thursday.
I forgot this was a Kool-Aid ad.
Yeah.
He talks about Kool-Aid. Any raids?
Yeah,
there's no one live, dude. I don't think there's anyone live.
No,
so.
No.
Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for watching, everybody. Appreciate it. Thanks for the resubs tonight, Taylor Basement. Keep wasting your money. Appreciate it. But, you know, thanks. Appreciate it. And we'll see you. Have a great Christmas. Have a good new year.
We'll see you in the new year.
2020.
We'll see you in the next decade.
Our next.
Bye-bye, next, dad jokes God. All day long.
It is weird that our next episode's in 2020.
It is.
That is weird to me. But, anyway. Oh, Plotino's here. No eggnog, just Kool-Aid! Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Says talk shows and podcasts. Is he doing your? Oh, God. I'm not rating him. The audio quality is just too bad. Okay. I love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you
Thanks,
later.
Y'all.
Have a great Christmas. Have a good new year. We'll see you on the second. All right. I don't remember how to end. I think I just do this. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.